Nolte, George Stephanopoulos just wants the Tara Reid story to go away. By John Nolte on May 12, 2020. During his much ballyhooed interview with presumptive Democrat nominee Joe Biden on Tuesday, all Good Morning America's George Stephanopoulos proved is how much he wants the inconvenient Tara Reid story to disappear. In an act of journalistic malpractice that is now the norm, Stephanopoulos waited until the very end of the interview to ask Biden about the increasingly credible allegation the former vice president sexually assaulted Reid in 1993. It was a toss-off question, a softball, an opportunity for rapey Joe to throw out a practice denial, and a way for the media to pretend this is already old and tired news. A he said/she said that can never be proved or disproved. So can we please move on and continue to blame Trump for 80,000 dead Americans? Good grief. Even when Biden gave Stephanopoulos a massive opening to press him a bit, even when Biden lied about wanting a full investigation, the former Clintonista ignored it, as Biden knew he would, and ended the interview. The charade play out like this. George Stephanopoulos, finally, Mr. Vice President, on the allegations from Tara Reid. I know you deny them, but you've also said that women should be believed. So what do you say to Americans who believe Tara Reid and won't vote for you because of it? Joe Biden, well, that's their right. Hey, look, I think women should be believed, they should have an opportunity to have their case and just state it forthrightly, what their case is. Then it's the responsibility of responsible journalists like you and everyone else to go out and investigate those. At the end of the day, the truth is the truth. That's what should prevail, and the truth is this never happened. This never happened. I assure you. That's the truth. And then came Stephanopoulos's devastating follow-up question. Stephanopoulos, Mr. Vice President, thank you for your time this morning. So after telling Stephanopoulos that he and the rest of the media have the responsibility to go out and investigate Reid's claims, the ABC News anchor thanks Biden for his time rather than ask the painfully obvious follow-up question, which is, Mr. Vice President, you tell us that as journalists we have a responsibility to conduct a full investigation, and you say that accusers like Tara Reid at least deserve that. And yet you essentially call her a liar and say this never happened while you block the full investigation you claim she deserves. Why won't you allow responsible journalists or a trusted judge to conduct this full investigation by opening up your Senate papers at the University of Delaware? And that is exactly what Biden is doing. Blocking the very investigation he says he wants, and mocking Stephanopoulos to his face with answers like that one, where the subtext is clear, George, are you really willing to risk a second Trump term by pushing this thing? We both know you aren't, so I hope you understand why I have to make you look like a pathetic hack by throwing this whole investigation talking point in your face. Reid already has 7 pieces of corroboration to back up her allegation, which is 7 more than Christine Blasey's serial liar had, and further claims she filed an official harassment complaint against Biden and was fired in retaliation. If that complaint exists, it is most likely among Biden's papers at the University of Delaware, which Biden is defiantly blocking all access to. What's more, Team Biden has still not explained their version of why Reid left his Senate office in 1993. Media hacks like Stephanopoulos have not even asked him for his version of the separation. Was she fired? Did her contract expire? Did she resign? What do the personnel papers say? Can we see them? Reid is Biden's 8th accuser, so it's not as though Reid came flying out of nowhere. But hacks like George Stephanopoulos, the guy who enabled his old boss Bill Clinton's predations, just don't care that Biden is running for president and blocking access to this important vetting material. George Stephanopoulos doesn't care Joe Biden is calling for Tara Reid's allegation to be fully investigated while blocking that investigation. And George Stephanopoulos doesn't even care if Joe Biden makes him look like a jackass during a nationally televised interview where Biden challenges Stephanopoulos to investigate Reid's claim while Biden almost openly laughs in Stephanopoulos's face knowing Stephanopoulos doesn't have the moral courage to challenge him on such a ludicrous and brazenly dishonest talking point. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.